Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show, because this day is for you. It is Free for All Friday, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. First today, we must ask for prayer and be in prayer for all those in New Zealand. Our world is in a full hate mode, I think. Those who believe they have a right to murder innocent people, cowards with a gun, shooting when they know no one can shoot back. 49 are dead. 3 men in custody, only one so far has been charged with murder. Israel was attacked yesterday. And today is the Ides of March. So the Ides of March is a day that was on the Roman calendar and is most prominently known for being the day that Julius Caesar was assassinated, an event which many see as a turning point for the Roman Empire. However, it was also a day that gained notoriety for being a day in which bad things happen. And it's also thought to be on the Roman calendar the first day of spring, which we all would like that. And it is a day when they choose to have toga parties and celebrate, some do, the Ides of March. We probably won't have a toga party here, but Et tu, Brute, is what Caesar said when he was being assassinated by those around him. We had 12 rhino Republicans that were et tu, Brute, with the president as they band together to defeat the president's emergency declaration. Oh, they gave many noble excuses for their vote. Not so noble to we the people. And again, I might remind you of the cease and desist letter that I believe is important for us to send to these congressmen. All of them. Now, I'm not just talking about the Democrats. I'm talking about the Republicans, the Libertarians, all of them. If you stand back and you watch and you see how they vote and what they do, it's no surprise that they have gone against you, have gone against the Constitution. Now, Beto decided to run for president and announced that. It's a Beto Bonanza or Beto Bananas. I'm not sure which it is. It's amazing to me that we continue to see these politicians. And each time they speak, they reveal their ignorance and their arrogance. They are after riches. They're not Robin Hood, going to rob from the rich and give to the poor. If you remember, the rich was the king and he was a tyrant. They want your riches, if you are rich or wealthy. The poor will still be poor and the middle class will be poor. And the world will not end, but your liberty will. In socialism, those in charge are the wealthy ones. All citizenry are equally poor. And that is the truth of socialism. Climate change and the end of the world predictions are lies. It's a made-up crisis to steal your wealth and your way of life, to take away your liberty, your independence, your freedoms. This is Free for All Friday. But how free are we? How free are we in this nation? the rhinos that went against the president yesterday, there were 12 of them. And I'm sure by now you're aware of who they are, but we're going to talk about it just a little bit. It was 40, it was 12 of them, and the vote ended up to be 59 to 41. And of course, the president will veto this, so it's really kind of a in-your-face act. Those who voted against it are Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi. And by the way, I have their phone numbers. I've got them in the other room. Took them home last night to study a little bit. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. No big surprise here with any of these. Senator Rob Portman of Ohio. Senator Susan Collins of Maine. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania. Are you ready, Missouri? Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri. Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee. Senator Mitt Romney of Utah. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. That really disappoints me. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas and Senator Mike Lee of Utah. So I guess we could say all of Utah is against this president, at least in the Senate. Well, somewhere here, I've got Roy Blunt's excuse, and this is what he says. I fully support President Trump's commitment to secure the border and build physical barriers wherever they are needed. I have repeatedly said that securing the border has to be the first step in addressing our immigration issues. There are several existing authorities that could be used to support what President Trump wants to do on the border without creating a court case or declaring an emergency, and I have encouraged him to use those authorities. This issue will be settled in the courts. That could take months and result in future presidents having emergency authority to use in other ways. Now, this declaration was given to the presidency by the Congress 40 years ago. Now all of a sudden it's a problem. How long has Roy Blunt been in here? How many presidents has he been a senator under? Anybody got that number in your head? Anybody know? Let's go on. Democrats have already made clear that they believe they could use this same authority to impose policies like gun control or the Green New Deal. Those decisions should not be made without congressional action. I have aggressively opposed to the Obama administration's attempts to circumvent Congress's appropriating authority to prop up Obamacare. Oh, really? Oh, really, Roy? Rhino Roy. The same principle should apply regardless of which party occupies the White House. But how many parties have occupied the White House under Roy's Senate position? And now it's a problem. Oh, now we got to do something about it. Well, vote the president's declaration and then do something about it. Then change it. No, this was an in-your-face to our president of the United States. However way you look at it, there is a crisis at the border. There is not a crisis in climate change. You know, if you want their phone numbers, I have them. My phone number to call after the show, only after the show, I will not answer the phone right now, is 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. That is my office phone number, and either Rudy or I will answer. And if you need your senator's phone number, we got it. We have their addresses, too. We are heading into a break here shortly. Cease and desist. I have that up on the blog. You can copy and paste it into your Word or whatever processor you use, software. Print it off. Mail it. I'll be mailing 15 of them out today. I'm hand addressing the envelopes. And we'll be doing a video on YouTube, I believe. Maybe. It depends on what Rudy decides. Of the reading of this. We need to get it out. We need to take control. It's Free for All Friday, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit libertytabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We do have Daniel Turner with us. Daniel, how are you doing today?
Ben, happy Friday to you. I hope you are well. I am great.
I am good. The sun is shining. That's always a good sign on a Friday or any day.
Good day to start. Good way to start the weekend.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I've told you and your listeners that as we have these conversations on Friday, I would love to always talk about energy from the perspective of the 2020 race, and you know, one by one, as the myriad candidates have jumped in. I think we're up to 15. I've offered a little commentary on most of them, but I think the one to talk about today is the famous Texas loser, Beto O'Rourke, a guy who was in the House for 6 years and did absolutely nothing of note, then decided to run for the Senate against Ted Cruz, raised record amounts of money from Hollywood and Beyonce, but still lost to Ted Cruz, and now he's running for president, because that's what you do in politics. When you fail, you move up in the chain and you go do something else.
He said he was meant to do this. This is what he was
born to do this. Yes.
How? Let's talk about born just a second, and then we'll get back on energy. He was born to do this. He also was a co-signer. It says this is a defining moment for truth for this country and for every single one of us. That's what he said. But he also was a co-signer for the bill for abortion, even for birth.
So
he was born to do this, but lots of others weren't.
Exactly. Or he will make sure that they are not. And maybe that's how he protects himself. But it is shocking that he has that attitude that I was born to do this. Like, I was born to tell other people how to live their lives. And when it comes to energy, Texas has always been the epicenter of America's energy production, although there are other states that are beginning to rival it, no doubt, because we are experiencing energy revolution. But you want to say, will you betray the people of Texas to appeal to San Francisco and New York? I have an op-ed piece that's on FoxNews.com right now, and that's the crux of it, saying you are running as a conservative Democrat in Texas, but now you're running as a progressive liberal nationally. And what about your Texas voters? So there he is, a new person going to sell out the people of his state to appeal to the radical left to win the race.
Well, and didn't he get money from oil?
Yes. Oh, that's a good point. Thank you. He is the second largest, and that's in my op-ed as well as my blog post. He's the second largest Democrat recipient of oil and gas money.
I have to confess, it was you that told me, so that's how I knew it.
So who are these people giving him money? Look, and I understand the way business works, right?
Yeah.
If you're the check writer for an oil company, you say, let's give a little something to Beto just in case he wins.
And let's give a little something over here, and we'll just do
exactly
this. Politics.
But look at what he is proposing now. Would anyone from the oil and gas industry write him a check when he is basically embracing the Green New Deal? And he's also embracing open borders. He told, I believe it was Wolf Blitzer, that
yes,
if he were president, he would tear down the entire wall.
And he's no saint. He's acting like he's some saint. Now, he's got a father that's a judge, or was a judge, and Beto found himself in trouble when he was a youngster. Not 12, but in his teens or 20s. I think he was in his 20s. He got in trouble with a DUI, driving while intoxicated, and he also got in trouble for burglary.
Yeah.
And he got off.
And that got him off the hook.
That took care of him.
New York Times, of all publications, broke a story that got very little fanfare because they protect their own in the media.
Absolutely.
But they did confess that he, as the city council member for El Paso, Texas, he voted in a way that enhanced his father-in-law's development company, and that meant using eminent domain to seize the land of poor, mostly Latino people to bulldoze their homes to build developments for rich people. His father-in-law is worth $20 billion, and the New York Times says it's interesting that as a city councilman, he voted in a way that favored his father's business. Add that to the drunk driving. If you were a Republican, they would have laughed him out of the race by now.
Because
he's a Democrat, and he invokes Robert F. Kennedy, and he uses a Latino fake nickname. He is embraced as a rock star. They tell him that. You're a rock star. Despicable.
He was a rock lover. I don't know about a star. He had his long hair, his ponytail, and a guitar, so he was a rock star, I guess.
But, exactly.
They want to steal from the people, so the fact that he was involved in burglary doesn't really surprise me.
No, that's a brilliant insight, and it's very frustrating to play the game. What if the Bush administration did this? What if Barack Obama did this? But I mentioned, what if this were a Republican candidate? What if, what if they were right of center actors who used their power to get their kids, to bribe their kids into Harvard and Yale and Georgetown? What if it was Ivanka Trump was caught doing that? The scandal, the protests, the marches. And here we have a guy who used his power to enrich his $20 billion wealth of father-in-law, who got out of crimes because his father was a judge, and it's just brushed under the carpet.
Absolutely.
Imagine if Ted Cruz had done this.
How long has it been since we've heard anything about those folks in Virginia?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about that now.
They're done. They're done.
It was just a little, oops, we saw you, and that's it.
And they brushed it under the carpet.
Absolutely.
And one last thing in the energy space. Today is international student protest for climate change, and kids all around the nation, including in America, but all around the world, are encouraged to leave class to demand action on climate change. It's just what we talked about with Senator Feinstein's intervention with those kids, the propaganda pushed on our children in the schools. 15-year-olds should not be walking out of class to demand action on climate change.
What do you think the percentage of them walking out of class and protesting is? What do you think the percentage of the actual ones that will protest and the others that are going to go somewhere else?
And I'm not in high school right now, so I can't say this definitively, but I have to imagine the pressure from activist teachers and then a few activist pain in the neck kids that if they say to you, Beth, you're not marching, well, you don't care about the earth, and Beth rolls her eyes and says, oh, okay, fine, I'll march. Even if you didn't want to march.
You don't know me very well, do you? Well, I might have. I don't know. And you're young.
You know,
but I would have definitely been off for getting out of class.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's just terrible what's happening to, again, the propaganda of kids. And it's just the large umbrella of the left, whether it's Beto O'Rourke's phony name and criminal record and phony record of success, or the kids marching, and the left, just everything they touch, they bring to ruin, and that's why we have to fight them.
You know, and now they're wanting to, the Democrats are wanting to lower the voting age to 16, and I heard Nancy Pelosi said, because these kids, they're all involved and they care so much, and I'm thinking, have you met a 16-year-old lately? Because they're really not watching the news and the politics.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking, this woman is so far from reality, it's not even funny.
Yeah. Yeah, so again, it's just why we have to continue to push back on these beliefs and these principles. And, you know, if anyone out there today, if any of their kids marched out of class or were encouraged to march out of class, I'd love to hear their stories. If they could call into the show maybe next week or...
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to hear from them and
absolutely
what went on in their classroom.
Okay. Now, I wanted to ask you, and we're just about out of time in this segment, I was going to ask you about these 12 senators who voted against the president. What's your opinion on that?
You know, I feel like they're going to have to go back to their voters and explain how they voted, because I'm tired of them saying, well, I'm doing this because of the Constitution. I'm doing this because
of the
Constitution.
And they didn't for 40 years. Now it's a big deal.
And for 8 years of President Obama, they did nothing. But now all of a sudden they have found their constitutional role. So, again, it's
but we need to take charge.
Exactly.
We need to take our power back. Oh, really? I don't think they really lost the power. They just gave the president the obligation of doing it, you know.
Exactly.
So, we have one from Missouri, but he always votes against us. He claims he doesn't, but you know how they put those bills together, and they make it work for him.
Yeah.
And against us.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Daniel. I appreciate it so much. We'll see you next Friday for sure, and twice in April. We're looking forward to that. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is free for all for Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We have Roger holding. We'll get to Roger as soon as we come back. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. Roger's been very, very patient. Roger from New Mexico, how are you doing today?
Just fine. A great show. I wanted to say something about socialism, but before I said that, everything that comes out of the Democrats' mouth is topsy-turvy, and the reason is they don't listen to the scientists. I'm an engineer scientist. It's too late to do anything about climate change. In 1980, the permafrost of Earth melted. You know what happens when something melts? It releases gases. The permafrost releases trillions of tons of CO2, and it's cascading. You can't do a thing about it unless you have a nuclear winter. Do we want to do that?
Okay, I don't particularly. I don't like
socialism.
So, okay, let's talk about socialism.
I have a living proof that socialism is creeping into our country. I'm 80 years old this year, and I've bought half a dozen houses in the 20th century. Mm-hmm. I've bought two houses here in the desert. I've never paid for flood insurance until this week. I had paid $1,400 for flood insurance. Why? Not because I live in the desert, because back east a whole bunch of counties were flooded and somebody's going to pay for that. And guess who it's going to be? Me. I just bought a house across the street from across the alley from my house. This house I own is right across the alley from the house I just bought. I didn't pay flood insurance for it back in 2004. And here it is. You know, 15 years later, I'm paying flood insurance for that house across the alley. Well, how come I didn't pay for it here on the one that's within a stone's throw distance.
Right. Crazy. Yeah.
Socialism.
Well, it is. It's proof they're taking advantage of us from every, you know, they're not going to pay for it. We're going to pay for it. So absolutely right, Roger.
It's called spread the misery.
All right. Thank you, Roger. We're going to go to Neil in Missouri. Neil, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. It's my sunny day.
It is. I love the sun.
Oh, yeah. I'm just curious if anybody else has heard about this problem they're having with the special forces. General Sontag, who now controls the special forces, is attempting to downgrade the training standards. He wants to lower the standards, but he's getting a lot of blowback from his trainers, guys that actually do the training. And this is nothing new. I saw this back in 71 at the Air Force Academy. They downgraded the training program in 70 for a class of 74. And the upperclassmen, there was so much blowback from the upperclassmen, the upper three classes, they simply refused to recognize them as cadets, which is an informal ceremony that happens every year after Hell Week. They recognize the incoming class after a year of, you know, your first year there, the upper classes. And that's the first class that was ever refused acceptance by the upperclassmen. And a lot of guys resigned. A lot of guys in the upper classes resigned because they weren't going to serve in the military where their compadres weren't trained, you know, as they were trained. And it got so bad that when my class went in 71, I mean, the administration allowed them to go back to the old training program. And we lost 250 guys in basic training just for 6 weeks out of 1,504. 250 couldn't even make the first 6 weeks is how tough the training was.
Sure.
And that's the kind of training we have if you're going to have an elite combat-trained officer corps. Well, after my class, now you've got a class a year ahead of me, and they haven't been trained. So the administration went back to lowering the standards again for the years, you know, the classes behind us. And so since my class went through, there hasn't been a class of combat officers trained at the Air Force Academy. And it's the same at the other two academies, you know, the West Point and Annapolis. They downgraded the program. Well, they weren't telling us what they were doing. Class of 75, or the class that entered in 75, had the first female cadets. And that's why they were downgrading the system, so that the females could keep up, because every one of them were washed out in basic if they had to go through the basic that we went through.
Yeah, if they want to claim equality, these women, then they need to step up and do the exact same things the men are doing. I'm sorry, but that's, you know, if you can't do the same push-ups, pull-ups, or run as far, and then you're not equal in that respect. You're equal, but they want the equality to be in their positions, but they don't want to have to do what other people do to be in that position.
Right. The equality in the United States is equality under the law. Under the law, everybody has to be treated equal.
Right.
Which means if you can't meet the standards, then you don't get the position.
That's exactly
right.
And
that's the right to be. And now, and here's what people don't understand. I've got a year of a master's in history, and history teaches us one thing that's crucial to a nation. If you lose your warrior class, your nation is done.
Yep. That's right.
We don't have much of a warrior class left in this country.
Yeah, they're taking it away. And the president knows that. He's working on that. But I'll tell you what, he's got so many people around him fighting him, it's just unreal.
Oh, yeah, he needs to get rid of Sontag. You know, Obama fired over 5,000, well, over 6,000 military officers.
Yes, he did.
He went through, and anybody that was conservative, he got rid of them, from the admirals all the way down to the second lieutenants. You know, so he wiped out the conservative military class. And now, you know, of officers, and now we've got these untrained generals in there trying to tell the trainers for special forces that they're going to have to lower the standards so that, you know, people who can't really qualify can keep up and we can get more people in the special forces.
Yeah.
Well, that's ridiculous. You know, it's we're down to the special forces and, you know, your Rangers and a few elite squads in the various services, and that's all we've got left. You know, the military, the U.S. is relying heavily on mercenaries now. I don't know if people understand that. You know, we've got 2,500 troops in Syria. We've got four times that number of mercenaries there.
Mm.
And what had happened to Rome when they started relying on mercenaries? So just go back to your history.
That too, Brute.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. I appreciate it, Neil. Thank you so much for always adding
You're
to
welcome.
It. Appreciate it. I want to go back to Beto O'Rourke while we're waiting for phone calls at 877-895-5410. Beto O'Rourke was on board with the he co-sponsored the bill for abortion up to birth. So that tells you where he stands on that. He also made the comment, as Daniel pointed out, that he would take all the wall down there in Texas, I guess, in that particular area. He also said yesterday that he's open to restructuring the makeup of our Supreme Court. Now, if you'll remember when we read the Civil War, and I've got that on the blog if you want to just go to my website, CSE Talk Radio, and I think you can just search Civil War and it'll come up. I didn't write it. I would like to take credit for it, but I did not write it. It was written by Jack, and I always lose his last name, Menzies. And he goes in and explains exactly what's going on right now with the Democrats. Now, he gives the Republicans a little bit more credit than I would give them. And I do kind of add that to the bottom of the after the article. But it's an interesting article. And he puts things pretty good into perspective. And one thing he mentioned in here was the changing or the controlling of the judges in the courts. If you go back and you read our Declaration of Independence, you will see that our founding fathers had that same complaint with the king. So instead of having one king, one tyrant, how many tyrants do we have in D.C.? Because they all seem to want to change or control the court system. You know, we're supposed to have this checks and balances. We've got executive branch, which is the presidency, the legislative branch, which is Congress, both the House and Senate, and the judicial branch, which is the least, but they're equal. They are to check each other out and balance this all out. The judicial branch would be the courts, the Supreme Court in particular. So he wants to make it an even Steven thing, and you know, they should have 5 Republicans and 5 Democrats on it. I don't want a Democrat. I don't want a Republican. I don't want a Libertarian. I want a Constitutionalist, one with the intent, the original intent of the Constitution. But they don't want that because the Constitution is just, you know, parlay? No. It's a contract. And they're not obeying it. And they need to cease and desist their socialist, treasonous actions against this country. CSU Talk Radio, 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit libertytabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
Different show.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. We're in the final segment of today's show, and the phone lines are lighting up. We have Bruce from Illinois. Bruce, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, sir.
Hey, a lot of people, Beth, are trying to find out, you know, what can they do as an individual. On March 27th, here in Illinois, it's called the Illinois Gun Owner Lobby Day.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the day that people all across Illinois, not just gun owners, but people in Illinois can go to Springfield. And it's a big event put on by the Illinois Gun Lobby. And you can go actually in and talk to your state representatives and, you know, basically, you know, address the concerns of different issues. While it's considered a gun owner lobby day, you know, like in the state of Illinois, our governor, he not only wants to take our guns away, he wants to make Illinois the abortion capital of the United States by having the most progressive abortion laws in the nation, even
crazy.
More so than Virginia and New York. Mm. So, you know, this is an opportunity for people on March 27th to go to Springfield, Illinois. Technically, Beth, there are buses available. People that are wanting to learn more about it.
Do you have a phone number?
Well, actually, the best thing to do is go to isra.org and go on to the iGold update page or the iGold page, and it's on at the top of the at the website and learn more information. That's really the easiest way.
isra.org. All right. Well, thank you for letting us know about that. Did you send me an email? I know you do sometimes.
Yes.
I missed it.
I did.
I apologize. I get 200 or 300 a day, and I really have a hard time keeping up. So I apologize. Thank you much for calling in.
Because the situation in Illinois is they want to literally ban everything. This isn't just assault weapons they want to ban. They want to ban 12-gauge shotguns. They want to ban, well, put it this way, any semi-automatic shotgun, any semi-automatic .22. They basically are looking to ban it in some way or the other.
And, you know,
they want door-to-door gun confiscation.
And if you want to know why, look at Venezuela. None of those people have guns.
Well, Chicago is out of control. They've literally lost their mind.
Yeah, they have.
But
I'm just saying, the reason we have guns is so that things like Venezuela don't happen.
Well, you know, Beth, the people in Venezuela are so hungry, they're now going out in the wilderness and killing, they got a leopard over there. They're killing, you know, animals that normally would never be used for consumed for food. They're killing them. They're going out into the ranches, ranchers' pastures. They're chasing down cows. I mean, I literally saw a video where 30 men chased down and beat a Brahma cow to death and butchered it before it was even dead.
Yeah, they couldn't shoot it, though, could they?
No, they couldn't shoot it.
They don't have guns.
No.
And that's what I wanted to make a point. There's only one reason to disarm the citizenry. Only one.
Yeah, you know, that's to enslave us. And you know, Beth, we don't need Floyd cards. We don't need the 68-gun act. I mean, you know, we got along for, you know, a long, long time without all these gun laws.
You're right.
And you know, we didn't have problems.
No.
I mean, my good, we used to buy guns through the mail.
Yeah. Here's a robot can do 22 rifles in there.
Well, my family Bruce never went to a gun dealer. They always just bought something through the mail. My dad's first gun was purchased in 1933. It was a Stevens favorite through the mail for $1.75.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm going to have to let you go because I got people holding. Thank you, Bruce, for letting us know. That is March 27th, ISRA.org. Thank you, Bruce, so much. We're going to go to Larry in Missouri. Larry, quickly. I've got people piling up on me here.
Hi, Beth. I just want to say a word about Trump. We should all that voted for Mr. Trump remember Glory Blunt that voted against this wall deal of his, this surety.
Yes, he did.
Next time his election comes up, we should all keep in mind what he voted against Mr. Trump. And
I quit voting for Roy a long time ago. He's Rhino Roy, and he's not ever been for Missourians. Oh, he's got a record. You can go back and look. But if you really read those bills...
He's an actor.
That's right. That's right. Okay, Larry, thank you so much. And I would encourage you, Larry, to send in for the cease and desist letter and get those mailed out. We're going to go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, how are you today?
Hello there. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What's on your mind today?
I was wondering if we could get some help with the climate change battle by including carbonated beverages on the thing they want to eliminate.
And why do you want to do that?
Well, they wouldn't want to give up their beer or soda, so maybe we can get a little more help on our side, you know?
I don't know. You know that New York guy, he wants you to give up the sodas. You're not allowed to drink but so much of it. They want to control everything.
That's true, too. But
I get your point, though. It's very cute. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you a first-time caller?
Absolutely.
Oh, I appreciate you listening up there in Pennsylvania. I really do. Thank you.
I love to listen to you, and I bought from... discount gold and silver too because of you.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.
Melody.
Thank you. And be sure and send in for, if you don't go down on the internet and download it and print it off, be sure and send for the cease and desist letter.
Okay.
Okay.
You
get them mailed out. All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you. We got to stand together. You know, thank you so much, Joe. Appreciate you.
Okay.
These 12 GOPs that voted against the president, they've got all kinds of excuses as to why they did it. Bottom line was, they voted against the president. This particular emergency act has been in place for 40 years. They voted against the president. We need to tell them to cease and desist. It has to come from we the people. So my advice is... get this letter. You can go to my website, and it's on the blog, and it says, Letter to Congress, Cease and Desist. It has a place, it's four pages. On the fourth page, it has for your signature and title, if you want to share a title, if you have a title. Citizen is your title. But you need to send it to all of your senators, both senators in your state, all of your House of Representatives, the four leaders, which would be the Speaker of the House, the Minority Leader of the House, the Majority Leader of Senate, and the Minority Leader of Senate, all four of them. And then send a copy, mark it copy, use a red pen, mark it copy, and send it to the President of the United States with a handwritten letter explaining to him what we have done, what you have done. You know, he's not so innocent either sometimes. We need to take a stand together. We the citizens are the republic. We've lost it because we didn't speak up and hold on to it. just like Dorothy in her red slippers. You had the power all along. Are you willing to use that power? It may be too late for this generation. But what about your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren? You owe it to them. It is your obligation, it is your duty to take a stand, to be the storm, to bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.